Our Lady of Grace homilies are brought to you by a generous parishioner who encourages you to join in prayer for mission churches worldwide. Explore the Frontiers of Faith podcast for further insights into these missions.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has a way of holding people responsible to the words that they use. We see this all the time in the Gospels when he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. He has a way of dialoguing them by using their own words to show them why they're mistaken. But as we get closer to Jesus' death in the Gospels, he has a much more simple way of doing this. As his catchphrase throughout all of his interrogations that he goes through, "You have said so." He also brings this phrase out today in the Last Supper with his disciples. "You have said so." Something very simple, but it's very profound as well. Jesus' way of taking the words that somebody else is saying and turning the responsibility back on them. "You're the one saying this." He uses this when he's before Pilate. Pilate asks him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so. Your words, not mine, governor." But I think it's much more interesting when he uses it today with Judas. Right? Judas, who already has his plans in place to betray Jesus, says, "Hey, surely I'm not the one who's going to betray you." And Jesus said to him, "You have said so." What's really deep about this particular moment is that, again, Jesus turns the responsibility back to Judas, reminds him that these words that Judas is saying, "Surely it is not I," those words could be true. It is perfectly within Judas's choice to not betray Jesus. Jesus is reminding him of that. Even in that moment, Judas still has the choice to make his words true. When I was in seminary, taking my philosophy classes, we talk about all sorts of really weird, complicated, confusing questions. One of them that always comes up is, you know, people ask, if God knows everything, if God knows what I'm going to do tomorrow, am I really free to choose what I want? If God knows what I'm going to do, how am I free? But in scripture passages like this, they give a very easy answer to the question. Jesus knows exactly what Judas is going to do, and yet he's still free. He still freely chooses to betray Jesus. That is his choice. And that's what Jesus reminds him of. So as we take this to heart today, Jesus reminds us that we always have that free choice. Right? He always knows our hearts. He knows what we'll choose. He knows what we do. But at the end of the day, it is always our choice. So whenever we speak these words during Mass, whenever we say the word amen, which means I believe, right? Whenever we make that act of contrition at the beginning of Mass, or we ask forgiveness for our sins, right? At the end of the Mass, when we say thanks be to God, after all of these things that we say, we can hear Jesus in our mind saying, you have said so. It's our choice to make those words true or not.